We must understand that the Holocaust is not only about 6 million Jews that died. The Holocaust was loss of dignity. Holocaust was humiliation. Holocaust was loss of education. Holocaust was confiscation of property. Holocaust was about enslavement. Holocaust was about starvation. Holocaust was about torture. Holocaust was, of course, about mass execution. And finally, extermination. I was born in Slovakia, and therefore I will speak about my experiences. I'm a survivor of the Holocaust, and I will speak about how I survived. I remember my childhood in a little village in Slovakia. It's about 700 inhabitants. My father was a farmer, and I remember the children of the village would come to the yard and we used to play. My father was in the Slovak army. We lived for a generation in Slovakia. But in 1941, when Germany invaded Sudetenland, annexed Sudetenland and occupied Czech Republic, they also installed a puppet government in Slovakia. And the leader of the Slovak government was a man called Joseph Tiso. He was a Roman Catholic priest. He was a big anti-Semite, and he surrounded himself with extremists and nationalists in the government and immediately started the persecution of Jews. But also, Tiso was the first one to sympathize with the fascist regime in Germany, and therefore also joined the German-Japanese axis, which gave him the reason that Slovakia, in fact, was not occupied while the rest of Europe was occupied. But the anti-Semitic propaganda and accusation of anything that happened wrong in Slovakia, always the Jews were blamed. And finally, the Slovak government introduced a Jewish codex, which contained 270 paragraphs. And I have a newspaper of the time, it was in 1941, September, and I have a page from the newspaper, just give you a feeling what happened in Slovakia. And I read a couple of the headlines. Our roads are exemplary for the whole of Europe, last all for the Jews. The superiority of the Slovak race is guaranteed above the Jewish race. The strictest racial laws against Jews are Slovak. In certain aspects, the Slovak anti-Jewish laws are stricter than the German ones, and so on. And you can see also a caricature which shows a book of laws, and the Jews are falling out, and the Jew is looking upwards, meaning that no longer the law applies to the Jews. In fact, in these laws, we the Jews were prohibited to go to any public places, park, cinema, swimming pool, theaters. We had to wear a yellow star from the age of 5 when we left the house. We were not allowed to go to national school. We were practically ostracized from the Slovak society. We had no legal protection. And of course, after headlines like this, there were pogroms in Slovakia. Many synagogues were burned down. Jews were beaten up on the street, and some even died during this pogrom. Many properties were damaged, of course, without any redress. In 1941, I was 6 years old and the age to start school. But because I was Jewish, I couldn't go to the national school in the village. Therefore, I was sent to a neighboring town, Nitra, where there was still a big Jewish community, about 5,000, and there were a lot of Jewish schools. And I remember my first day when I went to the school, because of course I had to wear a yellow star. If I have it here, again. I had to wear it because I went out, I'm a 6 year old, and I had to put it on my left side. It was about that size, and in the middle was written Jude, Jew. And of course, when children were coming opposite me without the yellow star, in other words, not Jewish children, they would shout at me, "You smelly Jew, you dirty Jew, you pig Jew." I was only 6 years old, so I would run. The school was only about 300 yards from where we lived. But if I come near to them, they would spit at me, so I have to run to the other side of the road so that I'm not beaten up. And this was really the first time that I realized that I'm different to the other children, because we were sheltered, even though all this was going on, my parents wouldn't talk about it, they wouldn't tell me. And so the first time I experienced this hatred against Jews, of course I didn't understand why. But as the time was going on, the German, they asked the Slovaks that they need some help to help in the war effort, and they asked for some volunteer from Slovakia to come to work in Germany. Unfortunately, not many Slovak people volunteered for this work, and the extremists saw at that time the opportunity how to get rid of the Jews, and they suggested to Germany, "What about if we send you a slave labor, the young men and women, to Jewish young men and women, and you could use them?" And they sent a delegation, and they agreed to do this. And so in 1942, in March, the first arrest started in Slovakia. And of course, the first people to be arrested were young men and young women. And the first transport started in March. The transport continued till October. But the Slovaks immediately realized that if they sent all the young men and women, Jewish young men and women, they will be left with the families to look after, the mothers, the children, the old people. And so they approached the German again, the Slovak government, because, as I said, Slovakia was not occupied by Germany. It was the Slovak government that approached again the German and said, "What about you taking all of them, not only the young people?" And they met Adolf Eichmann and Himmler in Berlin, and they reached an agreement. The agreement consisted of two very important paragraphs. One was that the Slovak will pay for every Jew 500 mark that will be deported from Slovakia. They called this so-called settlement cost. In other words, the people will have to be fed and clothed and taught a profession until they can look after themselves, and therefore the Slovak government should pay for every Jew that the German take. Of course, it was all a lie. It nearly bankrupt the Slovak nation. The second paragraph was that before any Jews are taken out of Slovakia, they have to be stripped of their Slovak citizenship. And this was a very important paragraph for the German, because it meant the moment the Jews left Slovakia, left the border, no longer the Slovak government any legal write what will happen to these people. And we know, of course, what happened. This transport continued unabated till October. Every transport, about 1,000 and 1,500 Jews. And during these 7 months, more than 50 transport left. About 58,000 Jews were deported. And according to the statistic after the war, out of these 58,000 Jews that were deported, only 282 people survived. During this time, I lost 35 members of my family. But when the transport started, of course, I was recalled from the town immediately because it was very dangerous for me to stay there in case I will be arrested. So I was brought to the village. My father got exemption at the time because at the time the people that were transported were mostly people that were not useful to the Slovak economy, small shopkeepers, government employees, people that didn't contribute to the Slovak economy. Because my father was a farmer, he was considered as contributing to the economy, and therefore, for the time being, we were not taken away. However, my education at the time consisted only of 4 months, and the next time when I went to school was end of 1945, beginning 1946. So my education beginning was only of 4 months. But in August, 29th of August 1944, there was an uprising in Slovakia, and it happened in Banská Bystrica, in other words, the Slovak nation rebelled against the fascist regime, because not only the Jews suffered under the Tiso regime, it was also the Slovaks. If they had different political identity, or they were talking about something that they shouldn't against the government, they were being arrested and never seen again. So, in 29th of August 1944, the Slovak nation rose against the Tiso regime. Because the Slovak government did not have a big army, they asked, and they had a pact with Germany. Tiso approached Hitler and asked him to send the German army to Slovakia, in other words, to occupy Slovakia and suppress this uprising. So in fact, Slovakia, for the first time, was occupied in August 1944. It was not invaded, it was actually invited to occupy the Slovakia. Unfortunately, with the German army, also a unit of Adolf Eichmann arrived, and that meant doom for the Slovak Jews that still were left in Slovakia. There were about 25,000 still left. Among them, of course, we were. Now, we, of course, had to do something about our position as well, because even though in our village many people were protecting us, again, it put them at great danger, because they were still going arrest even though transports were not happening, and many times we had to hide in houses of our friends, and like in Vilna, it was also in Slovakia, that these people, if they were caught hiding Jews, they would have been very severely punished. Yet there were people that were prepared to help us. But once the German occupied Slovakia, we knew that they worked very efficiently and we wouldn't survive for very long in the village because we didn't know who was our friend and who was our enemy. But the first thing what we had to do is to obtain a false paper, because with a name like Reichenthal, of course, we were stopped by the Gestapo on the street.